February 23rd, The Daily Stoic. Circumstances have no care for our feelings. You shouldn't give circumstances the power to ruse anger, for they don't care at all. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 7.38. A significant chunk of Marcus Aurelius' Meditations is made up of short quotes and passages from other writers. This is because Marcus wasn't necessarily trying to produce an original work. Instead, he was practicing, reminding himself here and there of important lessons, and sometimes these lessons were things he had read. This particular quote is special because it comes from a play by Euripides, which, except for a handful of quoted fragments like this, is lost to it. To us. From what we can gather about the play, Bellerophon, the hero, comes to doubt the existence of the gods. But in this line, he is saying, why bother getting mad at causes and forces far bigger than us? Why do we take these things personally? After all, external events are not sentient beings. They cannot respond to our shouts and cries, and neither can mostly the indifferent gods. That's what Marcus was reminding himself of here. Circumstances are incapable of considering or caring for our feelings, our anxiety, or our excitement. They don't care about our reaction. They don't care about your reaction. They are not people. So stop acting like getting worked up is having an impact on any given situation. Situations don't care at all. A Year with C.S. Lewis, The Core Corruption. The moment you have a self at all, there is a possibility of putting yourself first, wanting to be the center, wanting to be God, in fact. That is the sin of Satan, and that was the sin he taught the human race. Some people think the fall of man had something to do with sex, but that is a mistake. The story in the book of Genesis rather suggests that some corruption in our sexual nature followed the fall and was its result, not its cause. What Satan put into the heads of our remote ancestors was the idea that they could be like gods, could set up on their own as if they had created themselves, be their own masters, invent some sort of happiness for themselves outside God, apart from God. And out of that hopeless attempt has come nearly all that we call human history: money, poverty, ambition, war, prostitution, classes, empires, slavery, the long terrible story of man trying to find something other than God which will make him happy. From Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Be on guard against the pit of self-pity. When you are weary or unwell, this demonic trap is the greatest danger you face. Don't even go near the edge of the pit. Its edges crumble easily, and before you know it, you are on the way down. It is ever so much harder to get out of the pit than to keep a safe distance from it. That is why I tell you to be on guard. There are several ways to protect yourself from self-pity. When you are occupied with praising and thanking Him, it is possible to feel sorry for yourself. It is impossible to feel sorry for yourself. You're busy. Also, the closer you live to Him, the more distance there is between you and the pit. Live in the light of His presence by fixing your eyes on Him. Then you will be able to run with endurance the race that is set before you without stumbling or falling. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim You, who walk in the light of Your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89:15. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2.